I'm going to call him a veteran, Garth Tander, Loz, a legend of Australian racing, Wilson Security Racing, GRM, and of course they've got the big event this week, the Kotahi Ipswich Super Sprint. He's been a regular there for a long, long time. Interesting to get his thoughts on how his preparation's going. G'day, Garth.
Good morning.
Thanks very much for joining us. This is probably good memories, good vibes for you going up to Ipswich because you've had a lot of success up there. Do you get that feeling at different tracks?
Yeah, you do. You tend to always enjoy going back to joints that you've had a reasonable run at. And, yeah, like you said, we've had a bit of success at Ipswich over the journey. I think it's Lounsey that's won the most races here, and I'm second.
Correct.
But I think the reason behind that is we're the only two blokes who've done every race. Well, I think if you go somewhere long enough, you'll probably go reasonably well there. So, yeah, looking forward to it. It's always a tough weekend this weekend because a lot of the Queensland-based teams, well, all the Queensland-based teams do all their testing and development work at Queensland Raceway at Ipswich. So
right.
It's not the most technical of circuits, so they don't have a huge advantage in that regard. But where they do have an advantage is it's very specific grip level to the conditions. So the weather influences the track a lot here. So they understand that a lot better and more. So if, you know, the sun comes out at a certain time, they understand what the grip level is going to be like and they can react to it. Whereas all the Melbourne-based teams, we're sort of on the back foot trying to play catch-up a little bit.
Yeah, I was about to ask you, Garth, what is it about the track that suits your style of driving?
I think there's some pretty heavy braking zones here. There's four really quite heavy braking zones and I'm usually quite good on the brake.
Yep.
So I can brake. My driving style has always been to brake pretty late and carry as much speed into the slower corners as I can. And there's four of those sorts of corners here, so that sort of helped a little bit. But I don't know. It's one of those quirky things where it's not the most technical of circuits. It's not the most demanding of circuits to get right. But I've always gone pretty well here. So here's hoping. That happens again this weekend.
How do you summarise what happened up in Townsville, Garth?
Oh, we sucked. Pretty basic summary.
Okay.
For us, we didn't have the speed that we needed. Couldn't get the car right all weekend. And because it's so incredibly competitive, you only have to be like a half a percent off or a percent off in your performance and you get exposed quite a bit. We just couldn't get the car right. I couldn't get the car to drive the way I wanted it to drive. And as a result, we just weren't fast enough and had a bad weekend. So he's hoping that doesn't happen this weekend.
Yeah, how much improvement can you get out of your car between each event, Garth? Or is it now more so waiting till the end of the year to get those improvements?
Oh, no, you're always looking to develop the car through the course of the year. But it's also... So unique and so demanding of different things. And like I said before, because it's so competitive, having to get it right every weekend is important. And because every circuit requires different setup style from the car and different driving style for the driver, and as a combination, you need to be in sync at every different type of circuit. That, just because we were no good at all at the last one doesn't mean that we're going to be no good at this one. Because, even at Darwin two races ago, we were in top five all weekend.
Yeah.
You can turn it around pretty quickly. So, certainly that's been a focus over the last couple of weeks going into Queensland Raceway.
How's the skiing?
Not great. I'm comparing to
We just lost you a bit there, Garth.
Yeah, you there?
Yeah, gotcha now. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, no. No, it wasn't great. Growing up in Perth, you don't get to do a lot of snow skiing. So we snuck up to Mount Hotham with the kids for a couple of days, and it turned out they're better at skiing than I am. So I think I'll just stick to paying for it.
Hey, Garth, Scotty McLaughlin and Shane Van Gisburn are running 1 and 2 in the championships, but the fact that Triple Eight Racing with Jamie Wincup, this is their track, their testing track, does that give them advantage this weekend?
Well, it does, but then also it's DJR Team Penske's test track as well.
Yep.
So So those guys, they'll have an advantage for sure. They, like I said before, they understand the conditions and understand how the track, how that influences the track, and you know when to make what changes to the car to make sure that it's fast in all conditions. So those guys will be going at it hammer and tongs. But traditionally, what tends to happen at circuits is at home circuits is the visiting teams come, and because they've got no preconceived ideas and no set plan, you sort of just turn up and try and make the car as fast as you can. You don't tend to get locked into, when you're at your test circuit, you go, oh, this setup worked 2 weeks ago when we tested here, so it's got to be fast this weekend. But conditions can be a little bit different. The car can't be fast. And quite often, the visiting teams will come up and beat the home team. So, it's a bit of a mixed bag. So, we'll, have to wait and see. It's not a lay down just because Red Bull and the Shell team test at Queensland that they're going to run away with it.
Yeah, sure. Well, great record up there for you. Good luck with the weekend's event. Appreciate your time this morning, Garth.
Cheers, guys.